Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
What's happening?
Not much. How's it going?
Slowly regaining my health.
Yeah, you were down for the count, weren't you?
I went to the hospital.
To the room for emergencies.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No. Like your situation was so bad, they built a room around you.
A hypopanic chamber.
Like Michael Jackson had?
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Uh, 132 is the episode we're recording right now, just so you know.
Oh, good. So when you ask, I'll try to remember.
Yeah. 133.
Well, you said 132 first, so.
That's 133. I said 132 because that was the number I was looking at, so.
Gotcha. So you lied.
You know what? I just don't really know, you know.
At least you had a ballpark. I didn't.
Straight pipe. Was this episode 40?
Who are you?
Which one are you? No, for real.
Which one's pink?
Do you have synesthesia?
Probably.
I'm an X-Man.
Yeah, I just remember lyrics.
No. I'm sorry. I was mistaken. Do you have synchronicity?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. It's progressive synchronicity, too. You have stage 2 synchronicity.
Was that John Cusack?
No. That was serendipity. Wait, no? Yeah, I think it was serendipity.
Gotcha.
Which one was the muse? Was that Harold Ramis?
All I can picture of synchronicity, too, is like throwing a copy of Serendipity like into the gears of a machine and watching John Cusack dive after it.
Please let there be a 2013. I have been relevant. I was okay on High Fidelity. Ah! And then that last one was him screaming as he was chewed up by the gears.
You know who wasn't okay on High Fidelity? Jack Black.
Yeah, it was...
super not cool.
There was a time... Okay, so there was a time when Jack Black could be Jack Black. Like, it was before everybody was onto his shit.
Elementary school?
When everybody told him, hey, it's okay for you to do that wacky eye thing?
The school has shut the fuck up.
School of Richard Linklater, what's happened? Like, you totally did a Scanner Darkly, then you did this.
Why doesn't Jack Black just awkwardly kiss people in the Family Feud already?
I could totally see him ending up there. Yeah, no, so like, it makes sense. Like, if you read that part in the book, like that friend, the obnoxious dude who's always trying to get his band out there, that is totally a Jack Black thing, like a Jack Black part. It makes sense, but like, I think that like after a certain point, when you know like what he's up to, like when you're onto his game, all of a sudden it becomes unacceptable that he does it.
I just don't like him as a person.
Tenacious D, like the HBO run of Tenacious D, and then the movie was fine because Liam Lynch, the guy from Syphil and Ollie, directed it. But like everything else, it's a little tenuous at best, I think. You know what? And Shallow Hal. I like Shallow Hal too. But that's because of the Farrelly brothers. Basically, he is the worst part of anything that he's in.
Yeah, I mean I like him in small doses when he's on his probiotic.
What do you mean? Like when he's got all the shit out of him?
Yeah, when he's spewing healthy shit.
Like, okay, Jack, your gut fauna are definitely just a little bit off today.
Yeah.
So,
don't poop in the river.
No, don't do that. It's full of antidepressants and estrogen.
Jesus.
That's what every river is. 90%, just like every sandbox is 90% feces and urine. Every river, 90% estrogen and antidepressants.
My bad.
A bunch of happy ladies running around.
Negro whirlpool.
It's black. I don't know. I liked Tim Robbins in High Fidelity.
Jack Black. Yeah, he's creepy enough.
Yeah. I like.
Wasn't he trying to mount a seagull? Or what did he do in that movie?
No, he was the other guy.
Sorry, I got a fever.
No, that's cool. It's cool. No, he was sleeping with a lady.
Yeah,
with the main love
interest. He had like the long hair, and
he looked like Bozo the Clown hair. He was like,
he talked about Ka in his mind and stuff.
Yeah, no, he was total hippie. The description of him too. Again, it matches. Like totally into world music. You know, different ethnic food stenches across the hall every day.
Gotcha.
I liked when his timid little friend in the fantasy picked up the phone and knocked his teeth out.
I don't remember. Oh yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right.
That's a good movie. I think that speaks to a certain kind of sensitive male sensibility.
I watched it a few months ago.
Mm. I don't know. It's good.
When
it's good.
I was laid up with another ailment.
Yeah, that's your life now. You're hopscotching from ailment to ailment.
I hope so.
Just from this point out. Oh man, Chris, what episode is it?
It's episode number 133 of the Internet Comedy Podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole.
I'm Chris.
And we're here to entertain your asses. Holy shit, we were on point. That's because I cued you with the episode number.
Right?
You know what? Occasionally. Sometimes, you know, even Lance Armstrong, at one point needed training wheels, Chris.
I'm sure he did.
To get up to those ladies to bang them. Wait, did he bang ladies or did he do drugs? I forget.
Both, I think.
Huh. He banged ladies on drugs?
Probably.
No wonder he's a hero.
I mean, he's a cyclist. Chicks dig dudes on a bike.
I guess. They look at a dude on a bike and they think that guy could power a single light bulb. If he really set his mind to it.
It is kind of erotic. Your bike's got a crank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's mount this shit.
Uh-huh.
Mount it like a deer.
It's got pedals. You're pumping.
Yeah. Got streamers and a horn.
You got gears.
Yeah. No, it's got
Richard Gere's hot.
It's got carbon fiber if you want it to be lighter, I suppose.
Sure.
Helmets. Sure. Helmets are sexy. Why do you think astronauts get all that tang? I mean, aside from, you know, the fact that NASA gives it to them.
Yeah, carbon fiber throwing dildos.
Like balanced for throwing?
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll have perfect orbital velocity?
Put her on the wheel.
Sticking out of the wall, like vibrating from impact.
One, two, three,
go! We got this.
We got it.
Oh man, yeah, everybody starts somewhere.
He split his first shot. Somebody call a doctor.
Yeah, so you were really sick.
Yeah,
you had what, streptococcus?
I had strep, yeah, strep neck.
Yeah, you strepped your neck.
Fell, strapped my neck.
You fell and strapped your neck.
To put on one of those clear face masks.
What?
I had to put on one of those clear face masks, you know.
Like Hannibal Lecter?
No, like basketball players in the 80s used to wear. When they broke their nose.
No, I think what you're thinking of is you had to shave your number into the side of your head.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No.
I said that I was sick. I didn't attend a NASCAR race.
Mm. 23, Dale Earnhardt forever. He was number three, right? I remember the day that Dale Earnhardt died.
Really?
Yeah, I remember.
What were you doing?
I was at home playing video games, and I had a friend, and let's just say friend, right? You know, friendship in middle school is like it's like being in prison, right? You know, like you don't really have a prison friend; you just have somebody you're locked up with. I feel bad because totally nice guy, but I just remember we were not in sync on that one issue because I was sitting down probably playing Dreamcast or something like that. I get a phone call on the
because I was consumed with NSYNC,
and
he was saying rubbing ain't racing,
rubbing ain't racing. And
Robin is racing. I always get that confused.
You know what? I think that he went back and forth on the whether or not rubbing was racing issue.
All the while he was rubbing. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was
racing, not racing, not racing, not racing.
And then racing, 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 and then not racing forever.
I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy. But no, I get a call on the home phone number because that's how we were rolling that day. I was like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" And he's like, "Dude, did you hear?" I was like, "Did I hear what?" He said, "Dale Earnhardt died." I was like, "Huh? That's a
who's Dale Earnhardt?"
Yeah, right. Like, is he somebody from school? Oh no, Daly died. We called him John Daly because even though we don't know NASCAR, we know overweight golfers.
His name's Dan Davis, captain of the football team.
Yeah. Nothing could happen to him. He's Dan Davis, captain of the football team.
That's
and
right.
I was like, huh. He was like, yeah. He was driving real fast in his car, and there was another car driving real fast, and he went into the wall.
He was doing his job while like, one other guy did his job.
Yeah. No, did you hear? The janitor, he died. He was mopping and he fell into the mop water.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. No, they tried to dry him out with that sawdust for vomit on the playground, but it desiccated him. He's jerky now.
Who, yeah. Your friend?
No, yeah.
That's sad.
I know, right? It was a very terrible end of that story. They kept at graduation, there was just a chair with his picture on it.
Teach me the virtues of listening, Cole.
Yep.
Can't believe your friend died in the mop water on the racetrack.
I know.
That is weird.
It was three things all in the wrong place at the right time.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh man. Mm. These times we live in.
They're crazy.
Jack Black's horrible. There's a race car driver who killed your friend with mop water.
Yep. Just held him down until there were no bubbles left.
Just in summary of the first 12 minutes of this mess.
He's like scrubbing bubbles. No bubbles.
John Cusack has, he's died.
Yeah, no, John Cusack fell into a meat grinder after knocking out Tim Robbins' teeth.
Actually, I tossed the copy of Serendipity into Cogswell Cox.
Why were they competing? They're two different things.
Sprockets and Cogs?
Yeah.
Nah, not so much.
They're complementary markets. They would have been if there was a bigger company than them, they would have been acquired. And you know what that is? Horizontal and vertical integration.
They're
Spacely and Cogswell would have served on the same board if they would have just cooperated.
The people go to work and they're just making pieces of the machine, man.
Oh yeah, no. Are they making pieces of the machine, Chris? Man. Are they making pieces of the machine?
No, they're
or
certifying
are they
them.
Pieces of the machine.
No, they're certifying them as
yeah,
good.
No, the computers did all the work. It was just a big face talking to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, because they had it on lockdown.
Getting shopping spree money for their teenage daughters.
Judy?
Judy's a fox.
Man.
I don't know. The Jetsons depresses me. Hey, Chris, do you have a story?
I do.
Do you want to share it, there, Chief?
This is timely, right here. Timely stuff. Have you ever seen the movie with Austin Powers in it?
I've seen a couple.
All right.
I mean, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, Goldfinger.
Gotcha.
What was it? Is it Goldfinger? No, Goldfinger's the actual thing. There's a gold
it's
member.
Gold Nugget. Gold Member.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The one. Yeah. The story is not about any of those movies.
Okay.
an inauspicious start to the season of the Atlanta Braves, the Major League Baseball team based in Atlanta, Georgia. At their home opener, now let's just focus on Atlanta Braves. They have a hatchet in their logo, obviously cues to Native American Braves.
Yeah.
When in the playoffs, and in between innings and upon big events, the crowds say, like they chant, ha, 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 ha. And then they repeat that.
Yeah.
And then
it's
the
like Tarzan boy.
No, that's what happens. Like they do this. So yeah. It's obviously very, it's very Native American-y.
Native American-esque.
Yeah. Well, they set off some fireworks in celebration of their home opener, which ended up setting the American flag on fire in front of 50,000 fans.
I saw pictures of this.
This coming at a time, this is off article, I'm off book here. Mm-hmm. This is coming at a time when there's protests in Cleveland about the Cleveland Indians. There's all kinds of stuff going on about the Washington Redskins. It's everywhere. You know, the Native American people are like, hey, enough is enough. And fat white people everywhere, like, why are you here? But anyway, yeah, so that happened. The Braves set fire to the American flag.
Yeah. And people wept.
And people...
They weren't sure if it was because of joy or because of sorrow, but they wept.
The show, Joey? Good show. Or you said joy.
I said joy. Huh. No, Joey cut down before its prime.
42 episodes.
Yeah, no, they cut it. They shot his whole second season.
Yeah.
Only aired in Europe.
They let Entourage go 8 years.
Oh, man. They had to give Johnny Drama something to do. And then they made a movie.
Finally, Turtle lost weight.
Oh, man. Just give them back their fucking land. I don't know. Do you realize how much land there is? Like, okay, Chris, think about it. Like, to get from one thing to another thing, how far do you have to drive?
How far do I have to drive for what?
To get from one thing to the other thing.
Like a minute?
I mean, so a minute. That's like a whole mile. There's nothing there. Just give it to them. Just give them, like for me, if I'm going to hop in my car and go somewhere, it's like 15 minutes minimum. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? And in that time, I pass nothing of worthwhile. Just give them back their fucking land. Just give it to, like, they'll bring the deer back, and it'll be, like, summer all the time, and...
They had all the rivers, though.
Yeah, like Neil Young will be happy again. They'll take all the estrogen and the antidepressants out the river.
They had the scenic clearings in the valleys and
Yeah.
And they made fires.
They're using every part of the Walmart shopper. You know, it's going to be fine.
They've been alcoholics for like 150 years.
Yeah, but like so are we. Like, listen,
no,
like, everybody's just like crazy. They don't have
I applied for Google last night.
You applied to Google?
Yeah.
Or did you just apply to get access to Google?
No, I applied to Google, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard their janitor, Dale Earnhardt, tripped in some mop water.
I know. It's sad. It is so sad. He was about to start his new life.
The fuck was that?
Yeah. Him and my friend.
Oh God!
Drowning face down. I mean, just I don't know. Like what if it was the Cleveland Sambos or whatever? Like, yeah, it just made me think about that, like for a second. You know. I just don't rub it in. I'm not like political correctness got mad kind of guy, but just,
you kind of are though.
I mean, but like, I don't know. Just like think about how you might be hurting somebody. Like you can keep doing it, but like, recognize that you're hurting them. Own it. I don't know. Fuck. That's a funny picture, though. That is a funny picture.
It is good. It's good. Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's good.
Well, speaking of timely, Chris, if you're listening to this on the day that this particular episode comes out, April the 15th of 2014, first off, hope you did your taxes. You know, it's not too late. Midnight. Do it. Get right with Uncle Sam. Doesn't matter. It's your duty as a citizen. But second, after you have finished handing over your pound of flesh, just look up to the sky because there is a unique circumstance happening in the 2014 to 2015 kind of calendar year-esque thing. Over the course of 18 months, there will be 4 blood moons visible.
Say what?
Blood moons. All right. So a blood moon is a total lunar eclipse, but it's not like a solar eclipse where it blots out the sky. It just covers enough of the moon to make it look a burnt reddish orange.
You're telling me there's 4 of those?
4 of those coming in the next 18 months visible from North America, the first of which is as you're listening tonight. So if you are fortunate enough to be part of the North American experiment, go out tonight if it's a clear day and you don't have a lot of light pollution. Look up there, you'll see the moon's covered in blood. There's a big bloody ball in the sky. It should be known that a moon covered in blood is one of the signs of the apocalypse. Yeah. And this one also is right on the time for the Jewish festival of Passover. So buy stock in frogs. Okay. Or wait, no, sell your stock in frogs because there's about to be a shitload of them. Okay. All right. Everybody hit up Bill and Melinda Gates. We got to get the nets up in this piece because shit's about to get real.
Billy,
get over here.
Billy.
C:// nets for this locust / blood dot moon.
Yo, Mel.
Who's Mel?
Linda.
Okay. You know, it's funny. Whenever I hear Mel, I just think Mel Brooks, and I immediately want to have a conversation about Young Frankenstein.
Like a Mel's Diner.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how I do. That's how I do.
Blood dot moon. Yep. So that is both a look to the skies warning and also, hey, you know, it could all end tomorrow or today.
Hey Cole, have you ever thrown your back against the Pop-Tarts in the grocery store aisle and just kind of like squeezed your way down that aisle, like with your hands extended, mashing your back against the Pop-Tarts and the granola bars? You could eventually escape down an end cap, call the authorities, because you knew that the mascots on the cereal boxes were creepily staring at you.
I mean, if they were staring at you, why would you want to put your back to them?
No, you're putting your back to the things across from them, Cole.
Oh, the Pop-Tarts, okay.
The granola bars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I got the geometry messed up. So the car was going west on Dealey Plaza?
Yeah, and then the government killed your idol.
Yeah, killed my sex god moon wife.
It turns out that there's science that says that they make the mascots on cereal boxes stare at you.
Hmm.
Cornell has studied the angle at which cereal box characters stare has a lot to do with convincing shoppers to buy the product and creating brand loyalty.
Yeah.
Characters on children's cereal boxes tend to look downward to make eye contact, while those on adult cereals look straight ahead. In fact, the magnetic gaze was a major factor explaining how shoppers felt about themselves and their relationships.
Hmm. Yeah, no wonder Mona Lisa cereal always sells so well.
My bad.
Looking in everybody's eyes.
Mona Puffs.
No, I thought so the urban legend that I heard around this was that cereal companies, because you can buy shelf space, you can pay Meijer or Kroger or whatever, you know, crazy moon stores you have, you know, to put your stuff on a particular shelf. I always assumed, or not assumed, but heard tell that brands wanted their cereals to be roughly at cart level. So that kids who were being pushed along would be able to look right at these mascots and also possibly reach out for them. You know, if they were sitting in the in what for me is the egg and casket, the egg and tortilla chip casket, the thing, you know, where the child seat.
Whoa. You're trying to get children's seed.
No. I don't think they have any.
My bad.
Hmm.
Then you were trying to give it to them?
No.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I don't know. Like,
I made this up.
So if that's the case, why isn't... Let's postulate something here. Mm-hmm. If the idea is you want there to be a character that is that is looking at children with come hither eyes, why don't you just make the box a toy? Okay, think about just like a big clear empty container that has the brightly colored stuff inside of it with googly eyes and a little belt buckle that has the nutritional information and bendable plastic arms that reach out. You charge extra, like you charge extra because that would, you know, it's, you know, cereal boxes are nice and rectangular. They are rectangular solids, so they pack well into a box. Like, you're going to be shipping a lot of air to get this around. But no, you just make it a toy aisle shelf, and this happens to be sugary cereal that is not only looking at these kids, but reaching out towards them. Why isn't that a thing?
Why don't we weaponize it?
Oh, so it's like, all right, no, okay, here we go. It walks.
What'd you say, Mom?
I took the pin out of Mr. Crunchles.
Say hello to my breakfast. Say hello to my nutritional breakfast.
Gunpowdered sugar.
Right?
Say hello to my... Oh, man.
Oh, God, Cole.
Part of a well-balanced cause of death.
Right? Part of justified patricide.
He wouldn't let me have Mr. Crunchles. I mean, is that too far off from having literal cartoon mascots on the boxes?
where parents have to dig to the bottom of the box to find something to say that will make their kids stop?
There's no toy, but you keep the toy for yourself. It's a slide whistle. It's like a great...
Some sort of secret word that makes them not want to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
It's a slide whistle. It both plays turkey in the straw and deprograms your kid.
My bad. I have a local story for us, Cole.
Okay. Oh, local to where?
Local to Ohio.
Ooh, I like those.
Yep. Bath Township, Ohio.
That's north of here.
Yep. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is making a suggestion for a home that has recently been put up for sale for $295,000.
Okay.
This home is where Jeffrey Dahmer killed the first of his 17 victims. The PETA is suggesting that they turn this place into a vegan restaurant.
Brains are vegan. I don't know if you knew that or not.
They said, we're always looking for ways to turn cruelty on its ugly head. On its severed head. So when we heard that serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer's childhood home had been put up for sale, we saw an opportunity to create good out of evil.
Okay.
Rather than remaining as a stark reminder of its dark past, the building can instead become the site of a celebration of culinary compassion. Like Dahmer's human victims, cows, pigs, and chickens are made of flesh and blood, and fear for their lives when confronted by a man with a knife.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are also drugged and dragged, and their limbs are bound.
Are their brains dissolved so they turn into pliant Filipino sex slaves?
Are they lured into the pen with promises of homosexual oral pleasure?
I mean, like, how much able nitrite is involved?
Their struggles and screams are... Oh, I can't read anymore.
You can't? You're too hard?
Oh. I wish the air piston on this chair lowered.
Yeah, no, I'm knocking on heaven's door, if you know what I mean.
Here, I'll throw it over my shoulder. Tuck that in the collar of my shirt.
Like a continental soldier.
Right?
Okay.
Their struggles and screams are ignored as they are killed and cut up to be consumed. Their bones are thrown away like garbage. The organization wants the restaurant to be named Eat for Life Home Cooking.
Eat for your life like it's seven.
You're not done yet. The only thing on that plate is fat and gristle.
Bon appetit. wouldn't be complete without a John Hughes reference. I'm not entirely unsympathetic to, like, hey, maybe let's treat animals just a little bit better, you know, within reason. Like, I will still eat chicken and everything, probably, just because that is...
You just ate chicken.
You called me earlier. I was eating some lemon pepper chicken that I cooked up on the stove. It was tasty, right? Like, a, you know.
It's made of people.
It might as well be, according to them. It just, I don't know. It just, it doesn't seem that extremism works that well. And I'm sure people, you know, like, opinions run high about this, or, you know, around people who care. And I know that there are plenty of
around
ethical
around people who care.
Well, yeah. Okay. Passions run high among people who care.
I think the polling suggests that comment is 75% scary.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, like, okay, here's a persuasive argument to me, okay, like, against factory farming is kind of bullshit, and if I had the means, I would, you know, only buy animals that had names or whatever, because they're tastier when they're named, right? Like, here's a persuasive argument for me, you know, like...
Which is what Jeffrey Dahmer thought, too.
Okay, so here's the persuasive argument for me. The food that goes into that cow, you know, like the grain that goes to feeding that cow, which you will ultimately eat, which is mostly turned into shit by that, you know, by that cow, could feed a whole village. Therefore, pick a day where you just eat, you know, like, not meat. Like take a day. Take like a meatless Monday or something like that. Okay, cool. That is that is something that makes sense to me, right? Like, from a just from a purely, like, logistical and utilitarian standpoint, right? Am I speaking sense, or am I just, like, out of my mind? What doesn't make sense to me is...
I was just checking the Bangles song called "It's Manic Monday."
Okay. What doesn't make sense to me is even going to a store that has a butcher department, or like a meat or a deli department, is tantamount to killing every single one of Bambi's moms.
I guess I look at cows as kind of like, you know, making us not use so much fossil fuel.
What do you mean?
Because if we had to mow all everything that they ate.
Yeah. Now, you have a lot of land now. Have you ever considered getting a goat?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like $150. They poop and make noise.
Yeah, they have weird eyes.
Yeah.
The CEO of our company, it's a house that's kind of, I have no idea what the ownership status of the house is, but there's a house down in Burlington, Kentucky that we have, like, offsites at, because they have like a guest house. It's like a big, you know, like a big field, and they've got like a pool, and they've got, you know, like they just put up like a huge, like, you know, 100 square foot garden or something like that.
Padded mind scrubbing rooms.
What's that?
Padded mind scrubbing rooms.
It's kind of compound-esque, but it's very nice. It's pleasant, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they're starting to do, like, chickens and stuff. I don't know. It might be cool to do chickens. I don't know. You have land.
Every 15 minutes you're there, they have to take your rectal temperature.
Yeah. Well, to make sure your humors are in balance. Yeah. I don't know. I'm persuasive to moderate, like, to moderate things. Like, hey, you know what? Maybe don't kick your dog with soccer cleats, and also, like, maybe don't. But I don't know. I'm kind of digging myself a hole. I don't even feel that strongly about it either way. I just know that I really like a ribeye.
I do too.
Yeah.
Heavily salted chuck eye steak.
Mm.
It's got the same fat marbling as a ribeye. Half the cost, if not more.
Really?
Yep.
Chuck eye, you say?
Chuck eye.
Yeah, probably. How do you cook that? Do you put it on the grill?
I put that on a grill, or I pan fry it. Five minutes each side.
A little bit of olive oil, coated in salt and pepper?
No, just salt.
Yeah?
Salt on each side, let it set a half an hour for every half inch. Not square, but thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love steak.
Tenderizes it a bit.
Yeah. You don't want it to be too tender. You want to give you some something of a fight, right?
Yeah. Hey, Cole, have we talked about fight churches?
No, we haven't. You're just running with the stories. I haven't even had a chance to segue into one of mine. But go ahead. Fight church.
We haven't talked about that?
No. I mean, is that... there's a line in Fight Club saying this is like church to me, but...
Says, quote, "Can you love your neighbor as yourself and at the same time knee him in the face as hard as you can?"
Well, let's find out.
There are all kinds of churches cropping up that promote mixed martial arts and fighting only among pastors.
Oh, wait a minute. Why isn't that a thing in Catholicism?
I think it is, huh. Actually, but the Catholic Church does comment later.
They always comment.
Yeah, they always have
something to say. A bunch of chime in motherfuckers.
Scream it right into his ass. Yeah, so there's a documentary being done about these churches, these MMA churches, beyond churches that had a formal or informal fight ministry. They discovered innumerable churches that included MMA as a component of the men's program. They said, while Jesus urged followers to turn the other cheek, advocates of the MMA church fighting say Jesus of Revelation provides a tougher image, and biblical heroes like Samson and David showed their strength on the battlefield.
Yeah, again with the picking and choosing, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most fight churches are evangelical, white, and have...
No kidding.
Struggled with attendance. The Catholic Church and Southern Baptist Convention have criticized the fighting, but mainstream churches have feminized men. And says, they say tough guys need Jesus too.
Oh man, there are so many places to go from here. So, you know Power Rangers?
I do.
You know the Green Ranger?
I assume there is one.
The actor who played the Green Ranger, who then became the White Ranger. I need to look up his name. He had his name's Tommy Oliver is his character name, but Jason David Frank. He had a martial arts tape around his Green Ranger persona. But after that, he became a mixed martial artist, after he starred in VR Troopers as well. He is a notable Christian MMA fighter, and his, like, tagline when he sells his shirts is Jesus didn't tap. So
you got me in my antibiotic.
You're taking your pills.
Oh, my throat's still kind of raw, man.
Okay, notwithstanding the fact that his hands were nailed.
Jesus.
Accurately, Jesus couldn't tap.
No, he didn't. You're right.
So that's the one thing. Man. So
I always thought that Jesus would be a great spokesperson or mascot or whatever for a Rolling Rock.
Why do you say that?
Just around this time of year.
Yeah. It's true. Does Rolling Rock go gluten-free for Passover?
I don't know.
That'd be pretty good.
Possibly.
Yeah. Like the picking and choosing, that really bugs me on the verses, because for one particular reason, and I'm sorry to take this back into a political thing, but I remember very much around in the high school, I believe it was high school history books, talking about World War One, like talking about, and some of these wacky pacifists believe blah 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 blah. Like there was like a whole, I don't want to say chapter, but at least a whole like maybe like second level subheading about this guy who found a particular biblical passage, which was like, you know, he was a conscientious objector. He's like, you know, under religious grounds. And then he looked in the Bible and he found the verse about like, let he who cannot afford a sword sell his shirt to buy one. And he's like, cool, I'm going to go kill Fritz. You know, all sacred on the Western Front. And so he went for that. And it's kind of like, huh. And then noticing like there's just like, oh, history books are kind of some fucking bullshit because of this. And so all of that just reminds me like, oh, it's turn the other cheek. But then, oh, Samson like totally like took everybody's foreskin. Wait, that was Samuel. No, it was David. It was David who went out and gathered 100 Philistine foreskins. I guess what I'm trying to get at is the Bible's fucking metal.
Dave, I thought he slingshotted Goliath in the dome.
Yeah, no, like it wasn't a slingshot. It was a sling. So it was a length of cord with a patch of leather at the end. So he swung it around.
Gotcha.
He took down Goliath, but then when he was serving Samuel, and the Philistines were, I believe, attacking Jerusalem. One of his trials was to go out and not, you know, like he didn't have to kill him, but he just had to bring back 100 Philistine foreskins. So that was a very productive 2 weeks of his life.
Well, Samuel told him to do it, right?
Yeah.
So what was Samuel doing with him? Were him and Gargamel cooking up something good?
Oh, we'll get you, Philistines! Okay, so in this, Samuel's the cat?
I guess.
Oh, man, the blind prophet cat. I think Samuel went blind. Yeah, Samuel was blind.
Too many foreskins.
Well, you know, the rudimentary cosmetic surgery, replacing his eyelids with foreskins.
David's palms grew hair and Samuel went blind.
Gargamel drowned in Bathsheba's water.
Gargamel cackled in a sulfur bath.
Jesus didn't tap.
No, he did not.
Oh, all sacred on the Western Front.
Yay.
Yay. So, Chris, names fascinate me.
They do.
They do. I think it's real interesting what people choose to call their kids. You know, occasionally we talk about the top 10 names from the Social Security Administration. So-and-so. Trends are interesting. But, Chris, there's a trend that is quite bizarre and is unprecedented in American history. Do you know what that is?
No.
More boys' names end with the letter N now than at any point in history. And I'm looking at an animated GIF right now of, like,
Griffin.
Griffin. Of all the names. And over the course of, well, let's say from like 1920 to 2012, it rises from 20% all the way to just under 40%.
Yeah, but you're talking about Dan and...
I'm talking about Dan. I'm talking about a bunch of that. But that is... So Dan, Griffin, like all these are names that have like a certain amount of historical like precedence, right? Griffins are, you know, mythological beasts that have been around for millennia. You know, Dan is short for Daniel, which is biblical. Like there are a couple of, you know, biblical names that have been around, right? But the thing that this is being attributed to is Aiden names.
Oh,
okay.
From Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm. And from Jaden.
Jaden, Bladen, Gaden.
Yeah, you know, like Jaden Smith. Yeah, yeah. Basically, any letter, just end it with Aiden and you're good. Caden, Daden. Yeah, no, it's a whole thing. Like I'm looking at this now from like
Caden.
Yeah. No, like
or
it,
C.
It jumps 15% from 2000 to 2012. Is what it does.
What about Gaden?
Yeah, Gaden. So it's a whole thing.
Huh.
Raiden, Zayden. Yeah, Braden. It's heartening to know that it's not just me being an old crank and noticing
Robin,
weird
Raisin?
Names. What?
I said Rubbin, Raisin.
Rubbin. Rubbing is not racing. Okay. But yeah. So like the funny thing about this and what this article and the people who think on names postulate is that people are choosing Aiden names. It pretty much just like sprung up out of the blue. It's not like how the name Madison took off around 1985 because of Daryl Hannah and Splash, you know. Or like the resurgence of the name Jacob after Twilight. Like there's no real like precedent set forth. The only one is Jaden Smith, you know, Lil Will, just the two of us, you and I.
No, Aiden was a boyfriend on Sex and the City.
Yeah. Okay. So that might have been one of them. But what's hilarious about it is the conclusion that this draws is that people like Aiden names because they can spell them in any number of ways.
Sure, right? With a Y.
Well, yeah, with a Y, with an I. You can even beget them, but like the general like phoneme of it, like the sound of it. Like, you know, if you went to a kindergarten roll call right now, I'd be like Jaden, Caden, Baden, Zayden, you know, all that. It all sounds Layton. The same. So they're choosing uniqueness of spelling at the expense of creating one mega name that makes their kid's name sound exactly like everybody else's name. Which is pretty funny to me.
Smart.
What's smart?
Oh, just, you know, white people finally getting hip to it.
White people catching up?
Yeah, throw an H in there.
Jaden.
Bitch ain't got 5Ks.
Mm. Oh, got one more to round us out?
Oh, I could. Cole, do you say artisanal or do you say artisanal?
I say artisanal as a joke, but if I'm going to say it in earnest, I say artisanal.
Hmm. Well, there's this neat thing that Live Science is explaining to us. They're making designer vaginas.
Artisanal vaginas.
Artisanal vaginas.
Oh, okay. Like reconstructive?
No.
Like for use? Do they have like blood vessels?
No, it's like plug and play. They just kind of like it out and it in.
Okay. Is some, a verb?
Some sutures in there.
Hmm.
Some women are born without them. Some, you know, they don't work. Some are
They're
just
called Barbie dolls.
Yucky.
Yucky. I don't be normative.
They're growing them in labs.
Okay.
And doctors are putting them in. And yeah.
Hmm.
Everything's working great.
So wait a minute, we have 3D printed labia?
Ladies are receiving the normal level of desire, arousal, lubrication, orgasm, and satisfaction from the artisanal vaginas.
Not good for them.
Some of these women were born with disabilities, vaginal aplasia, which their vagina fails. Why do I read falls off as fails?
Critical vagina failure?
Bum,
bum, bum.
Bum, bum.
Can I get to play an MP3? Does it have Bluetooth?
Yeah, so they're making these things in test tubes.
Yeah.
And on Petri dishes. And they're just right on there. And then they just... all over, and then their ladies are happy.
Good for them.
Yeah,
science rules.
We have breads, we have sandwiches, we have what else do we make artisanal?
Artisanal bird feeders.
Oh yes, it all. And now now we're making, you know, artisanal boxes.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So the word box for vagina really upsets me for some reason. That is not, that's like ultimate, like the ultimate objectification. This is just a place for me to put me in you. Like, I could go out behind the liquor store and get some free boxes, or I could go down to the store and get some banker's boxes. It's just, oh, but good for them. I mean, that's a part of being alive.
Yeah.
Everybody should have access to vaginas. So, Chris, do you want me to tell people what they can do?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to duckfeed.tv/thoseamrosskids. Go ahead. You had something.
I just keep thinking of boutique slots.
Good. Good. They didn't have vaginas before. Now they have them. It is a good thing.
Right?
Yeah. But duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids, there are lots of old episodes for you to go back and listen to. I've had a couple of people reporting in saying, hey, they've been listening back, and they hold up. So, yeah, these are, even though these are about weird news to a certain extent, they are also evergreen to a larger extent, and we are happy to have you. And in addition, go leave us a review on iTunes if you get a chance. Check out the other shows on the network. And by the time you hear this, there should be a new article up on Hex Crank, which is my blog about horror games, about the game Uninvited, which I'm finishing up after we record this stuff tonight. And duckfeed.tv/tipjar is our Amazon link, which you can buy stuff, and we get a little credit from that. You were laughing, so...
Oh, I just got a weird tweet.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Do you want to share?
Actually, I just thought how cool it would be if they made an artisanal box that would fit your hex crank.
Good. I mean, it's a blog. It's got a home in the network, but I don't know.
That's how you tighten it.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, America.
Sorry.